Welcome to Yawn.
Hello everybody, this is Lacey telling my part to post-adoption support, placement, support networks and all of that sort of thing. As ever, these views are mine. This is me telling my story. I'm not reading this on behalf of anybody else. If you're listening to this and you think you're one of the people I'm speaking about, you probably are. So either I love you or you can suck my dick. So yeah, we'll get into it. Adoption is wild. One of the reasons I wouldn't adopt again is partially because of other adopters, because they're a strange breed, and I've come across some extremely unpleasant people since becoming an adopter and being in the adoption process. However, what I will also say is some of the best people I've ever met. You know, I've never gone to NCT or done those classes when I had my birth children, because I always just said, what do I want to make friends with people? And our only thing in common is that we all had sex at the same time. And it still reigns true. Like, if I ever had another birth child, I wouldn't go to these things, because what have I got in common with you? Nothing. But with adoption, it's completely different, because it's wild, and it's not something anybody understands unless they've done it. And I've got the greatest group of friends. Like, there's a lot of us. I'm really, really blessed. I've got more than one best friend, and me and James are the only adopters, so there are certain things that we understand that our best friends don't, and that's fine. So you go looking for your tribe. Obviously, we all know why Yawn was started. You know, Kirsty is one of the great loves of my life. I've never met the girl. We speak every single day. You know, I couldn't be without her, but we've never met. If we did meet, we'd probably get arrested, but there are plans to meet. But you know, we live completely different ends of the country. Adoption is what we've got in common primarily, but then when we unpicked each other and saw we're very, very similar people, it's a friend for life, and that's an amazing blessing. You know, I've got two other friends who are not adopters who I've met on Facebook, Jeanette and Claire. They live in Scotland. I would not have got through the year that we had post-placement without those people either, and they've never adopted. But sometimes the people that you think are going to just pop round and see you, they don't, they can't, they don't understand, it's not the right support. You have to kind of go into it being prepared to network when you don't feel like you want to. That is something that I did learn. Post-adoption support-wise, when we went through the bit of rejection that we had with Lottie, we were in a lockdown. However, I rang emergency duty team and said, I'm at breaking point with this child, you need to come and see. So a social worker came, who spent more time worried about the fact that my cat was walking on the bonnet of her car. I mean, it was a bloody nice car, but even still. And then said, yeah, she probably just doesn't like you. It might just be your face. I mean, that is my one and only experience of post-adoption support. I know that my daughter's very laid back now, and that's probably trauma, so I might be able to speak a little bit more about it when she gets older and inevitably things start to happen. But I've not really got that much experience of it, to be honest. She came home at 9 months, she's now just over two. We've still got no life story book, we've still got no later life letter, but our actual social worker was fantastic. And I know once she's back off maternity leave, if I haven't had anything, I can give her a nudge and she'll sort it for me. But in terms of sort of support network and that, I'm really lucky. I do know people whose friends have just gone away. I've lost a couple of people who I didn't think I'd ever lose. Unfortunately, my best friend died not long after Lottie came home, and we were in a bubble together. Do you remember bubbles? We were in a bubble together, and she had undiagnosed hypertension and died at the grand old age of 46. So that was absolutely awful. But she was an adoptee and she was a foster carer, and I'm the mum I am today because of her. So I'm so thankful that I had her, even for just a short time, and that she got to meet Lottie, because she was fucking brilliant. Bad-wise, a member of my extended family, who is also an adoptee, told me it was the worst thing I'd ever do. She didn't want me to do it because she didn't want that for me. basically just projecting a whole lot of attachment disorder onto my tiny baby. Well, she wasn't tiny, but she was a baby. You know, what on earth do you want to do that for? Why don't you just have children of your own? Those sorts of really lovely things that adoptees in particular shouldn't be saying about other adoptees. So when I cut that person finally out of my life, then told me that I was an appalling mother because I wasn't teaching my child forgiveness. If you are listening to this, I'll never forgive you and you'll never be welcome back in my life. And also, teaching your child forgiveness is less important than teaching them to have boundaries like a motherfucker and not be accepting being treated like shit. That's my summary of that. But on the whole, it's been really good, and Yawn has been really good, and I have opened my mind, my heart. I've learned so much since adoption by networking and creating my own support network of adopters, people I would never have crossed paths with, people that are, you know, from all different walks of life, really, really, you know, wealthy people, normal people, not that everybody isn't normal, but you know, I've male or female, I've learnt so much about the world, and it's been brilliant. And whilst I say that, you know, the red tape and other adopters, some other adopters, is the reason I wouldn't adopt again, I can't advocate enough for the fact that adoption is fantastic. And when you meet good people who get it, hold on to them tight, because you know, your best friend in the real world might not get all of the intricacies, but your virtual friend who you click with will. And that's, you know, you've got to build your support network, and I'm always here for anybody that needs to talk, and I'll always listen without judgment. But also, there's, you know, over 1,000 other people that are the same, so we're really lucky. But I know obviously that not everybody's had the same experience, and I'm really sorry for the people that didn't, or where, you know, people have disappeared. But what I will always say is, everything happens for a reason, and if people are going from your life, they're making way for somebody better. So yeah. Subscribe.